morning time. You can keep the dime. Isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I've overcome the blow. I've learned to take it well. I only wish my word could just convince myself that it just wasn't real. That's not the way it feels. No, 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 no. That's not the way it feels. Operator. No, 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 no. That's not the way it feels. Operator.
The Saturday Light Brigade. That's Wesley Schultz. That's with his version of Jim Croce's Operator. And before that, from the album Lost Time in a Bottle, Jim Croce live with You Don't Mess Around with Jim, recorded at Harper College, February 5th, 1973. Two people requested a Jim Croce song that I love, you may too if you had the album, and it's not one that was a huge hit for him, but I love that two people requested it almost simultaneously, and that song will therefore start our next hour, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW-LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, SLBRadio.org/radio, and our links to tune in, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, as well as our own player there, plus our unique listen by phone service at 631-359-8728.
Stock car boy, he eat too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say baby. He got another one that just say hey. Whatever Sunday afternoon he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race the stock car by running shine out of demolition derby and the figure eight. It's easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he eat too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. And Sunday afternoon he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Hey, Roy's so cool, that racing fool, he don't know what fear's about. He do 130 mile an hour, smiling at the camera with a toothpick in his mouth. He got a girl back home named Dixie Dawn, but he got honeys all along the way. And you ought to hear him screaming for the dirt track Selvin Chevrolet. Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he eat too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. But every Sunday afternoon he is a
the dirt track deep in a 57 Chevrolet.
Saturday Light Brigade. There you've got Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, requested first by Dust Bowl Jack. And also, Dust Bowl Jack is in Liberty Township, and also Rich in Freeport. Rapid Roy is said to refer to Roy Hall, an early stock car racer who is known as Rapid Roy, a contemporary of Richard Petty, who also is associated with that song. Stu in McCandless pointed out that the same day Jim Kershey passed away, September 20th, 1973. That was also the date of the televised tennis match between Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs, the so-called Battle of the Sexes. Good morning to Carrie. She's on her way to a middle school wrestling tournament in Indiana, Pennsylvania for her grandson. They are near New Bethlehem. Thank you for checking in with us. And over on Facebook, I don't have the full story here, but Mark Graham answered Jim Croce to our history riddle, to which Lisa Graham responded, "Good job, honey. I knew you'd know." You can always play Saturday Light Brigade puzzles in real time at SLB Radio on social media.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage Theater's 6th Annual Drama Awards takes place at the Hillman Performing Arts Center in Fox Chapel on January 10th, celebrating the creativity and teamwork of high school students from schools who produce non-musical plays for their schools and communities. More details are available at primestage.com.
Our Youth Media Center opens again Monday for another year of great programming. Our staff educators have been working and preparing all sorts of activities, and you can learn more at YMC, as in Youth Media Center, ymc.slbradio.org. Doc Watson coming up now. It's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for this morning's Brigade Charade puzzle. This is just like charades, except since only audio flies through the air to make it to you, we don't have any pictures flying through the air. We have to use our words. We are looking for a three-syllable word today, and the clue is state of mind. State of mind. Syllable one, vowel. Syllable two, even number. syllable. Three, Moranis, Springfield, or James. Moranis, Springfield, or James. One more time, the overall clue for our three-syllable word is state of mind. Syllable one, vowel. Syllable two, even number. Syllable three, Moranis, Springfield, or James. Any ideas?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
In my dear old southern home, I was happy as I could be, where the mockingbirds sing at night while they rest in that little old log cabin by the sea.
Away in the middle of the year. He will talk about me and I talk about you.
air.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Spider John Kerner and Ezekiel. Doc Watson with David Grisman and My Dear Old Southern Home before that. If you missed our Brigade Charade puzzle, the clue is state of mind. The answer has three syllables. Syllable one, vowel. Syllable two, even number. Syllable three, Moranis, Springfield, or James. Or Derringer. We'll have the correct answer. Coming up. Larry in Elwood City. Got it, so did Mike in Mars. And Richard on the north side. Susie in Alexandria. Christopher in Monroeville. Rich in Freeport. Angie in Mars. In the South Hills got the correct answer. And we also have the correct answer from a collection of Thomases, starting with Tommy, who is in Virginia. Good morning. How are you, Tommy?
I'm well, thank you.
Tom
and my name, like most Tommy, my name is not Thomas.
Is that right? I actually was all set to ask you that, and I think I may have known that too. But your given name, is it Tommy?
My birth certificate, and my passport, and my driver's license all says Tommy. Yeah.
Where were you born?
Galveston, Texas.
That's probably more common in the South, at least.
I have cousins Billy, Sammy, Jackie. And that's the name. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a good friend named Joey, and it's odd, you know, to call somebody in their 40s or 50s, Joey, but he also was a Southerner, and it's just what your ear is used to hearing.
Right.
And I know I've met some Larrys that were not Lawrences. I'm a Lawrence, but yeah. Don't get called that very often unless I'm in trouble of some sort.
That's why your mother gave you a middle name.
Exactly.
You know when you're in trouble.
Exactly. So you figured this one out. I thought this would be a little tough.
I started off with A2 Rick. I knew the Rick. Moranis. That was a shoe in. So, but I just started with A2 Rick. E4 Rick. There it is.
There you go.
That was easy. Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to coming up with some notable Ricks that a reasonable number of people would know. Took me a minute because there are more Riches, Richards, and Rickies than there are Ricks. Yeah, Dick too. Well done. I'm trying to think of those Ricks. Who would I want to spend time with? Probably Rick Moranis.
Yeah, he's a Funny guy.
Yeah.
Funny guy.
Yeah, he sure is.
But he got tired of that very fast, and I guess he made enough money, invested well, and walked away from Hollywood. So.
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of people seem to keep working when they're actors because they like working. And some, I think, do it because they have to do it. They need to keep
right.
earning to accommodate their lifestyle. Well, well done. I hope you've got a good day.
Is it raining in Pittsburgh?
Last we checked, it was not, but the forecast is calling for rain all day.
Yeah.
We're already
wet. So
yeah, I'm looking.
This is inside Saturday.
It's supposed to start around 1 o'clock today.
Okay.
Thank you for checking in. Now we're gonna go to the Thomas. I think Tom. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hello.
You're a Thomas, right?
Yeah, I think my birth certificate says Thomas. And I always use Thomas if it's official kind of a thing, you know. So when I get a junk email or a junk mail in the mail and it says Thomas, I kind of know where it might have come from originally. Because I don't ever sign things Tom or whatever, you know.
That's a good strategy. I do that sometimes when there's something I'm interested in online. I will use a combination of my or a variation of my name so I know where it comes from, although it's pretty hard to keep track of all of that.
Right.
Well, you got this too. Did it come to you quickly? How did you work it out?
Not really. The three names at the end, when you said Springfield, I thought of Bruce Springsteen for some reason. I thought the end was Bruce. So I went kind of the same way as Tommy did. I go A2, A4. But I went on the other end. In other words, I jumped from A to U. And I said, U2, euphoric.
There you go.
is it pronounced euphoric or euphoric?
No, it's euphoric. E-U-P-H-O-R-R. Oh, that's true. Yeah. Like euphonium, E-U-P-H-O-R-I-C, euphoric.
Right, right. I always say I wouldn't have got that right without the help of my third grade teacher who taught me the vowels.
Yes. That's somebody, do you remember her name? Mine was Mrs. Preston.
Well, her name was Mrs. Orr. And she kind of disappeared in March. And I asked my mother, what happened to Mrs. Orr? And my mother says, well, she was suffering from fatigue. And my father's in the Army, and he would wear fatigues to work. And I couldn't figure out the relation. You know, I kept visioning her walking around in fatigues. And then my mother kind of explained the difference. And that made me think, well, all the time she had me standing in the corner, did I have anything to do with her fatigue?
Oh, gosh. So that explains a lot. That's like guerrilla warfare. When I was a kid, I thought guerrilla warfare, which I'd hear about all the time because of the war going on, was a bunch of people in guerrilla suits fighting one another.
Right. Well, I think I told you this before. My father was in Korea during the Korean War, and he wrote a letter to my mother, said that the guerrillas were coming down from the north, and they were wearing uniforms, and they're carrying guns and riding on the trains or something like that. And in my mind, I'm thinking of the guerrillas from the zoo. And I thought, well, geez, I didn't think they were that smart, but so close.
That's one that always confused me, too.
They call it guerrilla parking and guerrilla, what is it called, guerrilla gardening. I don't know if you've heard of guerrilla gardening.
I have not. What's guerrilla gardening?
Well, that's like, I did a little bit of it because across the street from where I lived, there was a forest there. And when I planted things in my garden, so especially cucumbers. They wouldn't, they'd wilt. So I went across the street into the woods, so to speak, and I planted my cucumbers. And they were doing good, and but there were weeds around them, so I pulled the weeds away, and all of a sudden, the next day I come out, they're gone. Somebody ate them. So, but guerrilla gardening is where you find an empty spot somewhere, and you just plant what you want to plant.
Well, that's a nice thing to do. I'll endorse that. It's kind of a benevolent graffiti.
Right.
To help others eat. Well, well done. Charge to you. And you heard there from Tommy and from Tom with correct answers. Susie had the correct answer, too, which I just saw. And I also wanted to say hello to David and Franklin. They're heading over to Bedford soon to visit the old village and then see Colt Lepley play. He's a singer-songwriter, very talented. He's been on the radio with us before. And thank you very much for checking in. Congratulations if you came up with Euphoric. Danny Hicks and his Hot Licks now at the Saturday Light Brigade.
A very hip bird sits in his cage. He sings tweet, 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 tweet.
His neighbor, the cat, is a real swinger too. He goes meow, 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 meow.
As cool as the mouse who digs on.
Saturday Light Brigade with Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. Euphonious is a word that means pleasing to the ear. And our answer of euphoria means pleasing to the mind or in a pleasant mood. And interesting how the two go together that way. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Hear a song that gets a little more straightforwardly to euphoria. Saturday Light Brigade with the Philadelphia Jug Band and Euphoria. Pudge, you made a request earlier, and I was able to find the artist you were interested in. And he is about two songs away.
A-Plus Schools joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The mission of A-Plus Schools is to eliminate chronic absence in Pittsburgh city schools so that every kid can show up ready to learn in every school, every day. A-Plus Schools 2025 Report to the Community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens critical data about student achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-Plus Schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
Listening to the Saturday Light Brigade on a smartphone, tablet, or computer is as easy as visiting slbradio.org, where you'll find an easy-to-use audio player to hear our live program on Saturdays from 6 a.m. to noon Eastern and a 24/7 stream of past programs at other times. You can also hear SLB on free apps such as TuneIn, Radio Garden, Simple Radio, and Streama by opening the app and searching on SLB or the Saturday Light Brigade. The internet is a great way to join us from anywhere in the world from 6 a.m. to noon Eastern.
Thank you for being with us today. It is now time for our high clue. Ricky just gave me the thumbs up. You audited it without my even asking you to. Thank you. Today, 17 syllables, 5, 7, 5, you know, haiku style that give you a clue leading to an answer that hopefully you'll be able to figure out, or at least take a guess at. Here it is. They all get us through. Dutch, French, sliding, swinging, slab, accordion, too. Once again, they all get us through. Dutch, French, sliding, swinging, slab, accordion, too. Know it already or want to take a guess?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
John Gorka now from his latest album, Unentitled, here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
My favorite place to be is in the middle of a song when it isn't completely right, but it's not hopelessly wrong. My favorite place to be is in the middle of a song. My favorite place to be is the space between the lines, the unforgettable face, the grace we leave behind. My favorite place to be is in the middle of a song. Like a baby newly born that you hope will grow up strong, my favorite place to be is in the middle of a song. Middle of a song. Can set you free. Set you free. Set you free. Set you free. Oh. My favorite place to be is in the middle of a song when it is completely right, it's not hopelessly wrong. My favorite place to be is in the middle of a song. Middle of a song.
Might be crawling. Yeah, you better shoot a little sheriff. Might be.
calling.
Saturday Light Brigade for Super Pudge there. You've got Tyler Childers with a song from a compilation album in tribute to songwriter John Anderson. That song, Shoot Low, Sheriff. John Gorka, before that, in Favorite Place. A few answers have come in to this morning's High Clue, but we'd still like to hear from you. Here it is again. They all get us through. Dutch, French, sliding, swinging, slab, accordion, too. Share your answer with us if you care to. We're here, and we are live at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. A correct answer from Tom in McCandless, and also from Richard on the north side, Mike and Mars, Tommy in Virginia, Rich in Freeport. And also Jess in the South Hills. Did you figure it out? I see that Gary also has it. They all get us through. Dutch, French, sliding, swinging, slab, accordion, too. They are all doors. Doors. A Dutch door, that's that door where only the upper half opens and the lower half stays shut. They can open it independently, I think, but that's typically how they go. The French doors, the two doors that swing open from the center, sliding doors, also just a simple swinging door or a saloon door, a slab door, and an accordion door. Congratulations. If you came up with this morning's High Clue.
won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that she made?
Saturday Light Brigade with Trout Fishing in America and the Hall of 100 Doors. Before that, the bluegrass group known as Iron Horse with the song Touch Me. John Hartford coming up in a moment. I wanted to take a moment and let you know that the January Ice Jam to benefit the Bluegrass Relief Fund is coming up. It's at the Ramada by Wyndham in Beaver Falls, January 16th and 17th. Amy George has once again coordinated a great program. You can learn more at bluegrassrelieffund.org. Friday night, starting at 7 o'clock, Glass Run Band, Break Line, Flying Oaks. At 8:30, Moose Lodge Revival, Tug Creek. At 9:30, Next Gen. And at 10 o'clock, Matt Efaw and RFD. And then, wow, 12 plus hours of bluegrass. On Saturday, January 17th, kicking off at 11:30 with the Bluegrass Bloomers, then Kicking Grass, the North Allegheny Fiddlers, better late, at 1:30, the Lackawanna Longnecks, followed by Bits and Pieces, Middle Ground, at 3, it's the John and Wendy Mackin Band, then the Cornbinders, Midnight Drive, Echo Valley, at 5, the Springtime Hill Bluegrass Group, Z-Town Street Band, Homeground Grass, Steve Ludwig, and the Casual Hobos. At 7, Blue Diggity, Border Ride, Hidden Drive, and the Old Willow. Then at 9 o'clock on the 17th, it's the Sweaty Already String Band, Midlife Crisis, and closing out the day will be Jim Holly and Friends. You can learn more at bluegrassrelieffund.org.
She loved the river and she taught about it too. I was a pretty bad boy, but she called my bluff with a great big collection of steamboat stuff. Oh, yeah. She had logbooks and bells and the things like that, and she knew the old captains and where they were at. She rode the Alabama and the Garden Sea Green as the Cape Girardeau. She was later renamed, But her very favorite, as you all know, was the Golden Eagle, Captain Buck's old boat. This old stern wheeler sank and went to heaven when I was in the fourth grade in 1947. Well, the fashionable St. Louis society, taking a trip on the Mississippi, asleep in their bunks with an after-dinner drink. They didn't think that the boat would sink. Oh, no. Well, I know Captain Buckle was a very sad man when that old wood hull went into the sand. And Miss Ferris, she was sad for sure, but immediately her mind went to work. Oh, yeah. Well, she did some politic, and that was tricky and hard, and she got the pilot house for the schoolhouse yard. And so instead of studying, I became a dreamer, a dreaming about boats on the Mississippi River. Away downtown, it was the lowest and the funkiest and the furthest down. An elevated track a cobblestone grade, you could go down there and get a hit in the head. But the river was life, it was changing all the time. It was the street, it was the sluice, it was the old main line. I started reading the waterways journal and all, a following Captain Fred Way and C.W. Stahl. Get my schoolwork done, 'cause you couldn't fool Miss Ferris Nunn. And if I went to sleep or I weren't supposed to talk, oh, she was a dead shot with a little piece of chalk. Now I want you to sing this next part with me by repeating it after me. Oh me, oh my, how the time does fly.
Oh me, oh my, how the time does fly.
The time and the river keep a rolling on by.
The time and the river keep a rolling on by.
And now I'm not a student and she's not a teacher.
And now I'm not a student and she's not a teacher.
But we both still love the Mississippi River.
But we both still love the Mississippi River.
Christmas last, and we took a little trip back through the past. On the easy rocker, we looked at pictures and I dreamed our dreams of the Mississippi River. Oh, me, oh my, how the time does fly.
Oh, me, oh my, how the time does fly.
Time and the river keep rolling on by.
The time and the river keep rolling on by.
And now I'm not a student and she's not a teacher.
Now I'm not a student and she's not a teacher.
But we both still love the Mississippi River.
But we both still love the Mississippi River.
Saturday Light Brigade. Were you singing along? That's John Hartford and Miss Ferris, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP.